Morning Briefs,
The Herald and News,
Sunrise Headlines,
your headlines now. Good morning, Klamath Basin. It's Friday, September 7th, 2018. I'm Kurt Lidke with The Herald and News. Here are a few stories you can find in today's edition of The Herald and News. These are your Sunrise Headlines. A longtime air tanker used to fight wildfires will be permanently retired this Sunday when it makes its final flight into Klamath Falls around 2 p.m. to become a permanent static display by the Tanker 61 Memorial Museum at the northeast corner of the airport by the air tanker base. The aircraft, a Lockheed P-2V Neptune, will stand in memoriam to air crews who have lost their lives battling wildfires. Patchy the Pelican, an iconic quilted bird that has been prominently displayed in the Klamath Falls Visitor Center for years, will have a new home soon at the National Quilt Museum in Paducah, Kentucky. Patchy is being relocated by the original artist, Fran Coker, to become part of a permanent display at the National Museum. With some level of drought widespread throughout the state, Klamath County ranks high on the list for those affected by dry conditions. The Farm Service Agency has up to $125,000 in financial assistance available for those with livestock who have been affected by severe drought this summer. Klamath County has now been designated as a D2 drought or severe drought county for more than 4 weeks, which classifies eligible residents for recouping the cost of buying extra feed or hauling more water than initially planned. And if you're looking for the best vantage points to watch a sunset at Crater Lake National Park, none beat the Watchman, a former lookout station at an elevation of 8,000 feet. Towering over Crater Lake, the site offers a 360-degree view of the area thanks to ranger-led walks an hour before sunset. And those are just a few of the stories you can find detailed in today's Herald and News. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, SoundCloud, and of course, heraldandnews.com. Check back often for the latest podcasts, videos, and breaking news. Good morning, Klamath Basin, and enjoy your day.